Body, the ultimate machine. The most intimate part of physical creation for all of us is our own bodies. The physical body is the first gift of which we are aware. It is also the ultimate machine. Every other machine on the planet has come out of this. The yogic sciences, as I explained earlier, do not speak of the mind or the soul. Everything is just a body, whether it is a food body, a mind body, or energy body, an etheric body, or a bliss body. There is a deep wisdom in this approach. It does not allow us to escape into deluded psychological states or into flights of metaphysical abstraction. It grounds us firmly in the tangible, even as it leads us into subtler realms of physicality and gradually into the beyond. The physical body is designed and structured to function by itself without much of your intervention. You don't have to make the heart beat, the liver perform all its complex chemistry, or even try to breathe. Everything that is needed for your physical existence to manifest itself is happening on its own. The body is a pretty complete and self-contained instrument. If you are fascinated by machines, there isn't a better one. This is the most sophisticated piece of machinery on this planet. It embodies the highest level of mechanics, the highest level of electronics, the most sophisticated electrical circuitry you can imagine. Let us say you eat a banana this afternoon. By evening, this banana has become you. According to Charles Darwin, it took millions of years to make a monkey into a human being. But in just a few hours, you are capable of making a banana or a piece of bread into a human being. Obviously, the very source of creation is functioning within you. There is an intelligence at work within you, way beyond your logical mind, which can transform a bit of food into the highest piece of technological excellence. If you could achieve this transformation consciously instead of unconsciously, if you could bring even a drop of that intelligence into your daily life, you would live magically, not miserably. It is because he experienced the source of creation throbbing within him that the 12th century Indian mystic Basavanna famously called the body a moving temple. "My legs are pillars," he says in one of the well-known verses of South Indian mystical literature, "the body the shrine, a head a cupola of gold." Something there is that doesn't love a wall. It takes a certain amount of awareness for a person to see the limitations of this fantastic machinery. As a machine, the body is actually faultless. The only problem is it does not take you anywhere. It just springs out of the earth and falls back into the earth. Isn't that enough? If you look at it from the perspective of the body, it is quite enough. But somehow, a dimension beyond physicality has infused itself into this wonderful mechanism. This dimension is the very source of life. It is this dimension that truly makes us who we are. Life is one thing, but the source of life is another. In every creature, in every plant, in every seed, this source of life is at work. In a human being, this source of life is even more magnificently obvious. It is because of this that suddenly, after a while, all the wonderful gifts that the body offers somehow seem to turn irrelevant and trivial. It is because of this that you and every other human being seem to live in a constant struggle between the physical and the dimension beyond the physical. Though you have the compulsiveness of the physical, you also have the consciousness of being more than just physical. There are two basic forces within you. Most people see them as being in conflict. One is the instinct of self-preservation, which compels you to build walls around yourself to protect yourself. The other is the constant desire to expand, to become boundless. these two longings, to preserve and to expand, are not opposing forces, though they may seem to be. They are related to two different aspects of your life. One force helps you root yourself well on this planet, the other takes you beyond. Self-preservation needs to be limited to the physical body. If you have the necessary awareness to separate the two, there is no conflict. But if you are identified with the physical, then instead of working in collaboration, these two fundamental forces become a source of tension. All of the material versus spiritual struggles of humanity spring from this ignorance. When you say spirituality, you're talking about a dimension beyond the physical. The human desire to transcend the limitations of the physical is a completely natural one. To journey from the boundary-based individual body to the boundless source of creation, this is the very basis of the spiritual process. The walls of self-preservation that you build for today are the walls of self-imprisonment for tomorrow. The boundaries that you establish in your life as a protection for yourself today will feel like constraints tomorrow. Robert Frost captured a deep truth when he wrote, "Something there is that doesn't love a wall." Because your self-preservation instinct keeps telling you, unless you have walls, you are not safe. Unconsciously, you keep building them. Later, you struggle with them. This is an endless cycle. But creation is not unwilling to open to you the doors to the beyond. It is not creation's unwillingness that you are struggling with. You are struggling with the walls of resistance that you have built around yourself. This is why the yogic system does not talk about God. It does not talk about soul or heaven. Such talk invariably makes people hallucinatory. Yoga talks only about barriers that you have set up, because this resistance is all that needs to be attended to. The Creator is not looking for your attention. The ropes that bind you and the walls that block you, these are 100% your making. And these are all you need to unknot and dismantle. You have no work with existence. You only have work with the existence that you have created. If I were to use an analogy, I would juxtapose gravity and grace. Gravity is related, in a way, to the fundamental instinct of self-preservation in a human being. We are rooted to the planet right now because of gravity. We have a body today only because of gravity. Gravity is trying to hold you down, whereas grace is a force that is trying to lift you up. If you are released from the physical forces of existence, then grace bursts forth in your life. As gravity is active, grace too is constantly active. It is just that you have to make yourself available to it. With gravity, you have no choice. You are available to it anyway. If you are strongly identified with the physical, gravity is all that you will know. But with grace, you have to make yourself receptive. Whatever kind of spiritual practice you do, ultimately you are just working towards making yourself available to grace. When you are available to grace, suddenly you seem to function like magic. Suppose you were the only one who could ride a bicycle. You would begin to seem magical to everyone else. It is the same with grace. Others might think you are magic, but you know you're just beginning to become receptive to a new dimension of life. This possibility is available to everybody.